Good day, awesome life group leaders. It's Pastor Nathan again, and on this LeaderCast, I want to address some best practices for launching a term well. Why are we talking about this? Because, surprise, a brand new term is ready to go. We get to launch terms 3 times a year, and it's always an exciting time at LifePoint when a new life group term begins. Now, as you know, one of the primary reasons we have term breaks and we launch 3 times a year is so that we can invite new people into our life groups. It's always fun to welcome new people into the groups. I love it. It's one of the best parts because there's always that air of mystery about who the new people will be and how they're going to connect within the group. Are they going to be the quiet type? Are they going to be the boisterous and energetic type? Are they going to be somewhere in between those two? Will they connect well with others and sense a fit within the group? Will they jump right into discussion, or will it take a few weeks for them to get comfortable? You know, be praying ahead of time for those not yet in your group. Ask the Lord to send the group new people often. I think that's a step that we miss sometimes. And ask your group to pray for this too. You know, asking your group to pray about this, it really helps foster the missional aspect of multiplying. Now, one of the best tips I can give you about launching well is to focus a lot on the new people visiting your group. But hear me now, don't overwhelm them. You got to strike a healthy balance between making sure they feel welcomed, but don't single them out either and make them feel like they're the newbies. So if your group has been together for a while and there's a bunch of inside jokes like we all know happens within a life group, you know, keep that in mind as you banter back and forth. You don't want new people to feel lost or feel like outsiders. It's important to over-communicate too. Don't assume that new people know exactly what a life group is. This may be their first experience in a life group. So don't assume that people know what home rotation is or snack rotation and wildlife are. Don't assume that people know the format of what a typical life group looks like. You know, you got to think from a guest's point of view. What would you want to know about life group on your first visit to a group? I mean, everyone's already pretty nervous about coming to group. So what are some of the things that might help them understand what life group is going to be about that term? What kind of answers would you be seeking? Now, as leaders, you know your group pretty well. So if possible, connect with a couple of your regular group members that are more outgoing and task them with the mission of getting to know anyone new in the group. This way you don't run the risk of a new person standing in the corner and no one talking to them. And remember, it's always a good idea to start the group term by laying down the ground rules of life group. Regardless if you've got new people or not, we all need to kind of be reminded of two very important things. So at the start of each term, I like to always talk about the why behind life groups, reminding them of our mission statement and to stress the value of everyone plugging in and using their gifts and talents to help the group thrive and grow. Now, what is our life group mission statement? Well, I'm sure you know it by now, by heart, right? But just in case you've had a recent concussion and you're having trouble remembering, life groups exist to help people connect and to help them take a next step in their spiritual journey. Now, expressing this to the group each term is important because it reminds them of why they're there. It's not a social club. It's not a teaching seminar. It's a wonderful balance of authentic community and learning to be more like Jesus by exploring God's word. Now, additionally, mentioning that this isn't your group is a great thing to discuss. It's our group. We all need to be part of the group and help with the group growth and health. Now, our group implies that everyone uses their gifts and talents in the life of the group, and our group implies that everyone in the group is looking to invite new people into the group so that multiplication of the group can happen. Now, it's a great thing to celebrate when the group grows to the point where two groups can form from one. And remember, we want to talk about the goal of multiplication with positivity and frequency. Also, be candid in talking about attendance expectations. If it's truly our group, then who shows up each week really does matter. If a person consistently misses group, it leaves a gap in our group. They are missed and the family isn't together. So express your desire to see everyone commit to making our group a priority in their lives. Now, lastly, to launch a group well, you're going to want to have some fun. The first few weeks of life group are best spent more on the fellowship side of things rather than a deep dive into scripture. So spend some extra time on an icebreaker, and so what if it takes 30 extra minutes to complete it? Hopefully that's going to be time well spent laughing and getting to know one another, which will pay dividends in the end. I think sometimes we make the mistake of getting too deep too fast, and that can be intimidating for newer folks joining the group. So spend some extra time during snack time to chat and make sure everyone's connecting well. And as a leader, if you see someone on the outskirts, draw them into a conversation that you're having and help them get connected. Now, life group launch is one of my favorite times of the year. Seriously, it really is. The fact that we get to see people taking steps into connectivity for possibly the first time in their lives, it's a big reason why we do what we do. God will send people our way, and I ask you, will we be ready? Well, I'd like to think that the answer is yes, because I know how awesome our life group leaders are, and I know how hard you guys work at being awesome life group leaders. So until next time, keep praying for those who we don't know yet, keep meeting new people, and keep inviting them to LifePoint.